Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban 3 fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobanka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category
on new porn.
McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
I didn't know if you were going to come out with the Dolphins fight song or Bad Boys, Bad Boys. What you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you? Oh, we should give that to DBJ. Write that down. We ever give him that?
Probably.
Ooh. I would say yes, but I don't remember. Run it back.
Let's give him Iney Kamosi, too. That just popped into my head. Here come the hot stepper.
Murderer.
Do we ever give him that? Probably. Oh, Iney Kamosi.
Can somebody yell murderer on the broadcast?
Probably not, but if it hits Joe at the right moment, you never know.
Murderer. they're up by 28. He might throw it in there.
Anyway, Dolphins. Dolphins are 1-0. Hurricanes are 2-0. Short week for the Miami Dolphins. They've got the Bills on Thursday night. So a couple observations from me. We'll talk to Crowder. Ryan Fitzpatrick, former Dolphins quarterback, is going to join us. Obviously, you got the Dolphins playing on Thursday night. Fitzy's part of that crew on Prime Video. So He's going to join us today, talk about the Dolphins. We have a lot to get to on this Victory Monday. It was a slow start. They got it together. I had tweeted out yesterday, we went through an entire season in one game. We really, it felt like we sat through an entire season. A couple things that stuck out to me. Javon Holland's punch out. We are literally doing a different show today. If he doesn't, that was a textbook punch out of a football. And I'm guessing, Crowder, you're taught to do that.
He talked about it on the show we had with him last year. It's something he wanted to work on. He did it every practice because you have to create turnovers. And that was a game-winning turnover. A 13-point swing just like that? Come on, man. That was amazing. And then to be able to capitalize on the other side of it with Tua to Tyreek, like, that's what good teams do. McDaniel's post-game when he was like, this is the win I want us to have early so that you know what the fight is. That was beautiful. Extremely sloppy. Penalties everywhere. Jonnu Smith, who I was praising all offseason, dropped two early passes. They took him totally out of the game. Durham Smythe dropped some easy first downs. Like, it was very ugly. And then, like you, like Tyreek said, they dusted the rust off in that second half and went to doing what we saw they were supposed to do. But it was an ugly game. And that no preseason play that we were talking about, I think had something to do with it.
Calais Campbell let Dolphins fans know early on that he's still got a lot left. I immediately thought of Solana when they first announced that they had signed Calais Campbell, and Solana immediately announced that he would be a third down only participant.
And Jalen Phillips tore his Achilles, huh?
Holy mackerel. I mean, now you're going to see, I think some defensive linemen start to put tearing your Achilles into their offseason program.
Did you see how hard he was? He looked like he was running on a different speed than the other team. Jalen Phillips about to ball out if he stays healthy. That man can play ball.
Devon Achane is legit, man. I love when the ball goes into his hands, man. He can fly. Jason Sanders, his first miss was one of the worst field goal attempts that I've ever seen. I don't know exactly what happened there. I do believe that we would be doing 4 hours today if Sanders had missed that game-winning kick. But I don't think it would have been about Jason Sanders. I think we would have done 4 hours today. And I haven't listened to any other shows, so I don't know if they've talked about this. I don't understand why Mike McDaniel was satisfied with a 50-plus yard field goal to win the game when they seemed to be moving the ball all right. And they had over a minute. They could have gotten much, in my opinion, closer. And I know you always run the risk of a turnover, a mistake happening, but he seemed – I was cursing. I thought it was a dumb decision to be satisfied with a 50-plus yarder after the attempt that Jason Sanders had made earlier. He made it, so he's a genius. But I think we'd have been doing 4 hours today on what the hell was Mike McDaniel thinking.
That early, I want to say second quarter, when Tua got sacked and it put him out of field goal range. And then in that drive, those last two drives were beautiful textbook drives. Just go down and get your touchdown, go down there getting field goal range. Like, it was beautiful. They had about three or four penalties in that drive. So to answer your question, I think he was kind of gun shy off running more plays. Because now the 50 turns into a 55, 57, whatever it is. But I think those two situations made it like, yeah, let's take it easy, get a couple yards, put it on the left hash. Jason Sanders from the right hash, he's Sanders Jason. I don't know who the hell that was. He kicked the ball. He kicked the ball to 107. But from that left hash, Jason Sanders was money.
Yeah, he's been really good. He was great last season. I just didn't understand the making him kick. I know 50-yarders are a dime a dozen nowadays in the NFL. Attempt, I was like, man, I would love to see them get a little bit closer. But you're right, even beyond a turnover, just a false start. And you've changed the entire dynamic there at the end.
Did you see the Cowboys game? same coach that put Ezekiel Elliott at center. Did you see them line that boy up for like a 68 yarder?
Oh, yeah.
71 yarder.
He was in the other end zone. God bless him.
Bless him.
I said, McCarthy, come on, man. Let's not do this to this young man.
We have a lot of stuff to get to today. Like I said, Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to join us. We've got some giveaways. Marlins season is winding down, but we've got tickets for you to go to Beer Fest at Marlins Park when the Braves come to town on September 21st, or the Braces, if I'm reading the liner as it's written. Enjoy a sampling of domestic, international, local craft brews. Just keep listening for details. We'll give away a pair every single day on the show this week. You've got to be 21 or over to win. There's also an online contest we've got going on. Women's professional soccer is coming to South Florida. We've got tickets for you to see Fort Lauderdale United FC on the campus of NSU Florida, Nova Southeastern, September 29th. If you want to win those tickets, you go right over to WQAM.com and you can enter there. Let us begin, though, with headlines and Alejandro Solana. It's brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. And then we will talk with Ryan Fitzpatrick, former Dolphins and Bills quarterback, and Bucks quarterback, and Jets quarterback.
Been a lot of places.
You ever play for the Patriots? That the only team you didn't play for in the AFC East?
I don't. Maybe for a preseason or something. He was. He had. If I had to guess, 12 teams.
How about the Patriots coming out with a dub over Cincy? Oh, I mean, that knocked everyone out of their survivor pools. Everyone.
Yeah.
Not me. I had Seattle.
You know that didn't knock down the scoreboard operator. 16-10. Goodness gracious.
Tough game to watch, man. There's a few teams. I want to talk, obviously, Dolphins today and Hurricanes. I got to talk about Bryce Young and Carolina. I got to talk about Deshaun Watson. We obviously have to talk about Tyreek Hill and what went down outside the stadium. Calais Campbell was involved. Jonnu Smith was involved. There's just a lot to get to, so we'll get through it all today. We'll begin with headlines, though, here with Solana.
I believe Odell Beckham Jr. involved as well. There's new video.
He was there as well.
From TMZ Sports that was tweeted about an hour ago. That was the big story. I'll start with the actual victory, though. So the Dolphins down 14-0. Hawks, right, this was a roller coaster of emotions because nothing seemed to be going the Dolphins' way offensively in the first half. Tua puts together a nice drive to at least get them some points before halftime, and then you have the punch out from Javon's golden hand. That leads to an 80-yard touchdown. I was going to say something else, but I'm glad I pivoted.
What possibly could have popped into your head that you had to back off of?
And then Sanders hits the walk-off 52-yard field goal. Tua ended 338 yards, and that 80-yard touchdown pass to Tyreek Hill outplayed Trevor Lawrence once again.
He did. By the way, someone texting in, sounds like Hawk gambled on the Dolphins and lost by the hook because the line was 3.5. Sounds like I'm pissed at the field goal. No, I didn't mind the field goal. I wanted them to get closer, and I had bought it to 3. So it did not matter. We'll talk about our gambling exploits later on. But I told you, Tua, over 2.5 yards rushing. I mean, the dude did not look to run at all. I was cursing that dude. But when there was that one opportunity right up the middle, I got inundated with texts and tweets. And and I'm doing it again on Thursday night. Tua rushing over. I am doing it again, even though I was wrong, even though he had, 10 rushing yards or whatever. He is not looking to rush or scramble. Like, he's just not looking to.
But I
won that. I had Dolphins -3, so I pushed.
He had it on one play right before the half, too. It was that long drive that they went and scored a touchdown. Devon Achane got in.
Went crazy.
Yeah. Dolphins really weren't able to run the football yesterday, gentlemen. No. That seemed to be an issue. Raheem Mostert, on the first drive or second drive, almost looked to be a little banged up, and he just looked off the entire game. Devon Achane was excellent catching passes, but running the football yesterday, not something the Dolphins were able to do.
No.
They had a couple double-digit runs that got called back for holding over and over and over again. Yeah. Got a little handsy in the O-line.
It was Jeff Wilson.
I think there was a wasn't there a Tua scramble that got called back too?
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. I think there
it
was.
Wasn't, yeah. It wasn't a 30 hitter, but it was it was 8-9 yards. Yeah.
So,
Raheem Mostert did not look like he did last season.
Nope.
They'll figure it out. And to be honest, Jacksonville's not bad. Jacksonville has they got some bangers over there. That damn 23
I kind of felt like nerve. Yeah, I kind of felt like I learned something about Jacksonville.
Yes.
Am I crazy, though? I mean, I would have loved to have seen the Dolphins come out because you guys were saying offense has to look precise, on point from the get-go, and it didn't. But I almost felt better winning a game like that than I would have had the Dolphins just blown out a team that we all believe is going to be a fringe playoff team just from the standpoint of, bro, you got to win ugly sometimes. Like, you really do. Nothing went right for them. But they still found a way to pull out an uneasy victory.
I understand what you're saying. It was shocking to me, though, because the one thing that I know from Mike McDaniel is the first few drives, which are scripted, are creative, and they just kind of move downfield with no problem. They looked so disjointed that I was confused. Again, maybe it was going to come down to it at the end regardless, but I thought the first couple of series, just based on what we've seen before at the beginning of a game, certainly at the whole offseason, I was shocked by how disjointed it looked.
And I'll say, I don't say I agree with you, Solana, but the Eagles game last year, they were up in the fourth. The Kansas City game overseas, they had to score a touchdown to win it. I understand what you're saying. I don't know if Jacksonville is that team that we should be in that situation with late. So the Hawks, so I guess I'm squirreling right now. We should be able to put 21 up on Jacksonville in the first half. For that offense to sputter like it did surprise me.
Still a decent team, though. Like, I mean, look at the Patriots. They're probably not going to be a decent team, but they went into Cincinnati and kicked the Bengals' ass. Yeah. Like, that's going to happen in the NFL, man.
I mean, we learned Cincinnati stinks.
Oh, okay. We'll talk again week 10.
Joe Burrow needs five Pro Bowl receivers. And if he doesn't have five Pro Bowl receivers, he doesn't know what to do.
We did this same dance last year. Yeah, we did this same dance last year, and they win seven straight in November. And we're like, oh, okay. Yeah, it's the Bengals again.
I'm not on Hawks' side with this Cincinnati.
I'm never wrong with this stuff.
Let me put that out there.
All right, so the big story was Tyreek Hill. Seven catches, 130 yards, and that 80-yard touchdown, which was capped off by maybe the best celebration considering the circumstances. He was detained before the game. We've all seen the videos. Jeff Darlington tweeted earlier today.
There's two of them.
That's one of Jimmy's categories on OnlyFans, the Darling twins.
Jimbo.
Jeff when Darlington. One's not enough.
Friggin' the darlings.
He tweeted earlier today, he reported that Tyreek Hill received two citations as a result of his traffic stop yesterday. One was for careless driving. Keyword there, careless, not reckless. Careless driving and a seat belt violation. Calais Campbell was also briefly placed in handcuffs for, quote, disobeying a direct order. He did not receive a citation. And then the Miami-Dade Police Department has released a statement within the last, like, 30 minutes or so, Hawk, right? Or maybe, like, the last hour.
Yeah.
But they are investigating this internally, and they said they can't yet provide details into what led to the citation. This was earlier today. But one of the officers on the scene remains on administrative duty.
Well, I can say this, if Tyreek is listening, ticketwizard.com.
Barry could beat it now.
I'm telling you, someone get him to ticketwizard.com. He won't have to worry about this ever again.
I would guess, Hawk, that these tickets are not going to go to court, But if they do, holler at Barry at TickleWizard.com.
That is true. We'll talk about it more later in the show. But, you know, this is, for me, pretty obvious what transpired. I think everyone will do their investigations. I think everything will be dropped. I think I think the apologies will be in order. I loved what Tyreek had to say after the game at the press conference. He's like, you know what? Hopefully this can be a positive. I'd like to be a police officer one day. I thought he was very good. He's like, I hope that Miami-Dade and I can make this a positive for the community and whatever. So, but there's a lot of stuff at play there. Yes. Which we saw with the Scottie Scheffler incident. Like,
exactly.
You get a cop who's all jacked up, you get a professional athlete who's ready to go to work, has a lot of money on the line. You know what happened. Everyone knows what happened.
You can't turn here to the stadium.
Right.
I can't go in here.
Right.
No.
Like, everyone behind me can't, and the people before me can't. I can.
I'm going to just slide right through here, buddy. Like,
you're here because I need to get there.
You're supposed to protect me.
Like, you're literally here. The only reason you're here is so that I can get in there.
Yes, that's what happened. Overzealous, I think they call it. A little overzealous on that side. But like I said, I think, to your point, I think everything gets dropped. I think they're going to apologize to everybody. Oh, boy. And I couldn't see it all, but oh, boy, like he hit him in the back of his knee and all that stuff. Like, man, this, I don't think Tyreek was a threat to that nature in that situation. Calais Campbell's big as hell. I would put him in up. Like, I'm scared of him. I'm scared of him on TV.
I can't believe someone got cuffs on him.
had to put rope on him or something. Cuffs couldn't get around his wrist.
It was wild, though, like before the game, because Tobin and I are doing the pregame show and we're interviewing Adam Beasley. These videos start to circulate, but you never know nowadays. You know what I mean? Like, what if that's AI? What if that's just a Photoshop? What, like, you literally...
Oh, yeah, you got to research it.
We waited. We're interviewing Adam Beasley. Bees has no idea this is happening because he's not looking at his phone and he's watching us do the interview. But he must have been like, what the hell is wrong with Tobin and Solana? They don't care about anything I'm saying. Because Tobin and I, the whole time, are just watching these videos over and over again, texting each other like, is this real? Has Barry Jackson, Firones, like, has somebody with an actual, like, accreditation confirmed this?
A what?
Accreditation. Confirm this.
Oh, there you go. Because that's not what you said.
Cremation? Who died? Somebody
is anyone cremated confirm this?
Listen, I've told this story before. If I could be driving on 75 on a random February afternoon in Ronnie Brown's Porsche going 143 and get pulled over, and the cop looks in the window and I say, hey, Channing Crowder, I'm playing for the Dolphins. He looks at me and throws my ID at me and says, slow the hell down. Tyreek Hill, 30 minutes before game time, can't make a wrong turn right
at the stadium.
I got a good cop. I got a guy that understood. I got a good man here. Calm down, man. You ain't doing nothing wrong. You're being dumb. Tyreek should not have been thrown on the ground. Mm-mm. Even stop. Even, hey, let me see your ID. Okay, Tyreek. Hey, man. Get to the game or something. No, he threw the man on the ground. Cuffed him? It's crazy.
By the way, Ticket Wizard texting me, careless driving is just a traffic infraction. Reckless driving is a criminal violation. And you said it's not reckless, correct, Solana?
This, again, from Jeff Darlington, not Jeff Darling Twin. He reports that it is a careless driving violation that Tyreek Hill was given.
So that's not even a criminal charge. That's just a traffic infraction. That's nothing. But if it was something or nothing, TicketWizard.com is your first and only stop when it comes to anything traffic related.
He said he got to send a send an officer of boxing annihilators or something. That is, let this man go to work.
All right. Brian Fitzpatrick's going to join us. Anything else, Solana?
Tonight, Monday Night Football, Niners host the Jets. There's so much to get to, man. Like, Dak Prescott got paid before the game. Looked pretty good in that game, him and CeeDee Lamb. Justin Fields ended up starting for the Steelers. Bunch of rookie quarterback debuts. But, yeah, the Hurricanes beat Florida A&M University 56-9. I believe Cam Ward was named ACC Offensive Player of the Week. The Canes are up to number 10 in the latest polls in the nation.
Sir.
And they're going to play USF, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday at 7 p.m. in the game will either be on ESPN or ESPN2. That's courtesy of the Miami Herald.
This Saturday is Ball State.
Yes.
I think that's a 3:30 kick.
3:30.
And then the following week, USF in Tampa, 7 p.m. kicker.
Kicker?
Mm. Yes, kicker.
Yeah, 7 p.m. kicker.
3:30 game. This Saturday.
Yeah, 3:30. All right. So 3:30 kicker, Saturday, 7 o'clock kicker on the following Saturday.
Ball State. Y'all can do whatever y'all want to that ball. Kicker. It's Ball State.
This is one of those two games that in the past things go awry. Ball State or USF. USF hung with Alabama for a little while on Saturday. They did. It was one score game in the fourth quarter.
They covered. I think it was a 30.5 point spread. They lost 42-16, so they covered. And the Florida Gators only beat Samford by 38 points.
Didn't cover.
Listen.
We got to get to Fitzy because he's waiting for us.
About to get ugly.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Hot today. It's around 90 degrees. That's your weather.
Talk some Dolphins with former quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick in a moment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
Hawk and Crowder.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, day after a Dolphins game, and certainly we can bring on some football royalty, Crowder, and help us. And it's not just to talk Dolphins from yesterday, but, you know, Dolphins, short week for everyone, broadcasters included. By the way, if you're looking for Dolphins merch or Canes merch, Canes, number 10 in the nation, make sure you check out Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive next to La Spada's. Check out all the gear online at caneswear.com. But Ryan Fitzpatrick is joining us. And Thursday night, it's Dolphins Bills on Prime Video. Season 3 of Thursday Night Football kicks off Thursday night, Prime Video. Dolphins hosting the Bills, Hard Rock Stadium, a battle of two undefeated AFC East teams. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. with TNF tonight. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, who played quarterback almost two decades in the NFL, including a nice brief stint here with the Miami Dolphins, is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Hello, Ryan.
Hey there. It did not look like for a while it was going to be a battle of two undefeated teams, did it? Those first halves were a bit iffy for both squads.
Two teams come from behind. Now Thursday night, we've got a good one. And obviously, we'll all be watching on Prime Video. So kind of a slow start for the Dolphins yesterday. Then they do come back. They beat the Jags by field goal. Did we learn something about the Dolphins yesterday? And probably I should ask, did we learn anything about the Bills yesterday as well?
Yeah, I learned a lot about the Dolphins. I don't think they're going to struggle to run the football this year. I think that was getting their rhythm, getting their feet under them. I don't think that's an offense we necessarily need to get used to. That being said, the two things I loved, one, they obviously have speed all over the field. So any play could turn into a touchdown or an explosive. We saw that with Waddle. Then we saw it with the 80-yard touchdown to Tyreek. And the second thing is belief in their guy, belief in Tua. You know, he has taken so many steps since I was there in terms of his leadership. The contract always helps, but it's him, you know, being vocal at halftime. That when I heard that, I was like, wait a minute. Tua's being vocal at halftime. I love that. I love to hear that. Guys responding to it. And I think this year with the additions that they made, especially on the defensive side, bringing in some experience, bringing in some older guys, just with that veteran leadership is going to go a long way. I think they missed some of that last year, and to be able to not only keep it together, but to come back and win that football game against the Jags, that showed me a lot in terms of where this defense, or really where this team is right now and what they can do this season.
And what kind of strides, because you were there with Tua and we talked about it when you was in and out, you and him, what strides did you think Tua take that he couldn't, honestly, he couldn't do when y'all were playing together?
Yeah, I think the leadership one is huge. And, you know, some of that, you know, obviously I'm not there every day, but it is reading the interviews, listening to McDaniel talk to him, listening about his teammates talking to him, and even just the stances he's kind of taken in the media, a little more outspoken now. You know, I call him Tattoo Tua. You know, he's got those tats now that he didn't used to have. He's got a little edge to him. But it's been really enjoyable to watch. I think, you know, with quarterbacks, you know, the argument of guys getting drafted high and, oh, is he elite? Is he not? You know, the Joe Flacco ad nauseum, you know, debate we've had for a long time. But Tua is elite in this offense with this play caller, with these players, and that's all that matters, right? I mean, they did a great job in bringing a coach in that knows what style he is, knows that he's great at anticipation, he's great at accuracy, and they're taking advantage of it because he's throwing these catch and run balls to these guys. So it's awesome to see. I'm so proud of him, so happy for him, and looking forward to seeing him on Thursday night.
Yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick is with us Thursday night, Dolphins, Bills, Prime Video, 7 p.m. is when it all begins. Pregame, Tua ends up yesterday 23 of 37, 338 yards, one touchdown. Is that a harbinger of what we should expect from him this season? You know, you've got Tyreek and Waddle. Devon Achane showed you yesterday like he's good. And Tua, are you feeling like, yeah, he should be able to throw for 300 yards a game?
Yeah, because, you know, even if you look at yesterday, there were some struggles too, right? It wasn't always pretty, but we had the two big plays to Waddle and Tyreek that kind of broke the game open. But I would expect, you know, completion percentage wise, he's going to be more accurate. He's going to have a better completion percentage than he did on Sunday when the season ends. But it is all about the explosiveness, and these guys are only going to get better and better. So, I think, you know, much more of, yes, the explosives that we saw on Sunday, the accuracy that we saw last year, and just attributing it to a lot of different guys.
And Fitz, one thing I heard, and I've been arguing this for years, probably because I hated preseason because we made $700 a game, no matter what your salary was. But like these preseason games, they're overrated. Then I was watching some of those first halves yesterday. I was watching some of those offenses, and I was like, man. And then you even brought up Buffalo, who had to come back. Tua and the Dolphins, who had to come back. Where that did you watch the rust fall off? Because I was big into the hell with these preseason games, but offensively, I really saw it yesterday.
I think it's more important for an offense than a defense. I do think you can practice the flying around, the hitting, the tackling as a defense. But it is like it's the rhythm, it's the timing. You know, you saw false starts, quarterbacks' numbers were down. There weren't a whole lot of touchdown passes being thrown. I think you can attribute some of that to not playing in the preseason. Yes. Is Kirk Cousins going to continue to struggle like he did yesterday? I don't think so. Some of these guys that have new coordinators, some of these guys that are in new spots or even have new pieces around them, they're going to continue to get better. But I'm Channing, I'm with you, dude. I think not playing in the preseason, you know, nobody wants to, nobody wants to get hurt, but sometimes it's a necessary evil. But some of these guys, Joe Burrow, has not gotten off to a great start now for however many years in a row that is, hasn't really played much in the preseason. You know, will he continue to get better? I think as we've seen historically, he will, but it has to be pointed out in some of these early season struggles with these quarterbacks.
Hey, Fitzy, going back to Tatu Tua, you talk about his confidence. You love seeing him at halftime kind of stepping up and being a leader. He's had an interesting comment before the first game where they asked him about having an it factor, and he said, I always had the it factor. You spent a lot of time with him. Could you sense that from him? I know it kind of took him some time to really display all of everything that he was capable of at the NFL level, but, I mean, the dude in college came in a national championship game and won it. So I can see where he always felt like he had it, whatever it is.
Yeah, I think with Tua, like, they're – coming out of college, even going into college, but coming out of college, like there's an aura around the dude. Like there is, he's special. He's a special player and he just wins. So I think, you know, some of these things, it's interesting to hear him now voice them, to have kind of the confidence in the media to say some of these things. And to, you know, even last year, like Ryan Clark talking about how he came in overweight and to a, you know, taking issue with that. It's been nice to see, you know, he's really come out of his shell. Some of that, again, the contract, great, but just more comfortable playing better. He's now a father. He's got a lot going on. It's just the maturity of Tua, and it's been really fun to see.
I should probably ask you something about having wide receiver number one, you know, that you're going to target a lot, being detained by the police before the game and how you would react to that. So remind me to get back to that because something just popped into my head. Crowder, you remember when Fitzy was the quarterback with the Dolphins? You remember this, Solana? There was like a Dolphins. They did like 10 questions with you or something, the Dolphins social media. And I believe you said your favorite food was it chicken squares?
Chicken squares.
chicken squares. And we were like confused for 2 years as to what a chicken square was. And I don't know why this just popped into my head. Well, I do know why. This is where my head goes.
But are you craving chicken sandwiches right now?
I don't know what a chicken square is. And we even brought on Ross Tucker to try to get to you to try to figure out what chicken squares were. What are chicken squares? And are they really your favorite food?
They really are. The chicken square was introduced to me by another former Dolphins quarterback, actually, Gus Frerotte and his wife, Annie. When I was drafted by St. Louis, we used to go over to their house quite a bit. He was a great mentor and still is a great mentor to me. And it's like a croissant with chicken and so much gooey goodness inside. You close the croissant, you bake them, and you eat them. And it's all my kids' favorite food. We've been living on them for the last 20 years. You know what? I'll have to have my wife bake you some sometime.
Literally, I'm standing at my mailbox right now. I can't try. It actually sounds delicious, doesn't it, Crowder? So the chicken is baked into the croissant like a puff pastry almost.
Yeah, but it's something you can hold. If you can hold it in your hand and eat it almost like a slice of pizza, it's beautiful. Thank you, Annie Frerotte.
It's a pot pocket, a hot pocket. Fitzy, you make too much damn money, man. What are you eating that for? You eating the hot pockets, bro?
Oh, it's so good. You know, sometimes old habits die hard, you know? You can't change, man.
That sounds delicious. It's not a hot pocket. It's a croissant, which is so much flakier than a hot pocket.
I did like a little ad for Shake Shack on Sunday where I posed with a chicken sandwich. I thought that's where you were going with that. If you haven't seen that, go ahead and look it up and you'll be craving chicken sandwiches all day, I'm sure.
All right, fair enough. I love Shake Shack. They have an underrated chicken there. Everyone thinks about them for burgers. They have underrated chicken.
I would say it might be, what's the NSFW, not suitable for work? Is that?
Yeah.
Just be careful with whose eyes are on your computer screen. When you're
Fair enough. And then if my wife, listen, it's show research. I don't know what to tell you.
You gotta do it.
Well, I have a lot to explain. What would you say? I should go back to it. What would you say? You get to work. And your best wide receiver has been detained by the police. It's national news. What would you say to him in the locker room?
Well, I think the first thing is you make sure he's okay. And then me and just my personality, I would assume maybe Mike McDaniel would be similar. I try to, as long as I felt like he was okay, like maybe make light of it, joke about it a little bit. And you saw that on the field when he scored and Waddle did the, they did the handcuff thing, but that's obviously a serious situation you never want to see. And now everything coming out, like Calais Campbell, this is going to be one of those things that galvanizes his team a little bit. Calais Campbell pulls over, sticks up for his buddy, and gets put in cuffs as well. It's a crazy situation but something that the team can rally around, because that's all we've been hearing out of Miami is how close this team is, how they've really come together. And, that's a moment that maybe, hopefully some good can come out of that you can point to and say, look, this is when we knew we had each other's backs.
And Fitz, speaking of that, with the new age of player, because I cover the league and all that, like these guys they can be themselves. You were quiet, I would say. And then you started getting, you got a little vet and savvy to yourself. And then you got to Miami and we really, really got to know you and how funny and the dry humor you would just throw out in the media, even though we'd understand a lot of people wouldn't. Like that thought of like having the league or the teams over your head, are these young guys like CJ Stroud and Caleb Williams and just these younger players, is it not like that for them anymore? Because they seem like they say what the hell's on their mind.
It's amazing. I mean, just thinking back, Channing, when we were playing, and like even like 10, 15 years ago, New England, and how you could, just the way it was and kind of the New England way, kind of everybody started adopting that. And it's fine, team first mantra and all that, but not being able to be an individual, I think you've really seen a shift. And even with the NFL in, Ocho Cinco played with him in Cincy, and like Ocho used to get fined all the time for celebrations. Now they're encouraged. Now the team celebrations are encouraged by the NFL. So there have been some changes. The thing that it comes down to, though, is like you have to perform on the field. You still have to perform on the field in order for what you're saying and what you're doing to be relevant. So, what CJ Stroud says and does is extremely relevant because of the way he plays on the field and the way he backs it up. I think it is, you know, guys can be themselves. We can see their personalities. There's more platforms for them to be able to do it, easier access to it. And, you know, I think it's great because it gives the fans more of an insider's view on the daily lives of some of our favorite players.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, this Thursday night, season 3, Thursday Night Football kicks off. Prime Video, Dolphins and Bills, Hard Rock Stadium, two undefeated teams. And coverage begins Thursday, 7 p.m. with TNF Tonight. Thank you for making time for us today, Fitzy.
All right. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Ryan Fitzpatrick, former Dolphins quarterback, former Bills quarterback as well. I wonder where his allegiance lays on Thursday night. A
lot of formers on Fitzy, though.
A lot of formers. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
Hock and Crowder.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.